Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Welcome to Scanning the Frequencies.
Hello. Hey, Cousin Fabian. Hey, world. Hey, Cousin Fabian. Welcome to Scanning the Frequencies. Welcome to our Monday night extravaganza. Right? All right.
Yeah.
Yes. So, your voice is back.
Yep, and it's going to be trouble.
And we don't get to hear any more Louie Arms.
No, if I try to do it now, I'll probably blow a lung. So.
Oh, my God. So, how is everything? We got quite a show tonight. We got Ghost Block clip from you.
Emma, yep.
You want to, yep, you want, and a ghost, and I am going to premiere the comedy club named Walter, who argues with me, not argues in the fun, but he was being funny, and arguing with me my gnome was an elf, okay, and we have the audio, and it's hysterical, and yeah, okay, tell us about your ghost box video.
Okay, well, it's a clip. I've actually found a bunch of archived clips on archived clips that I had put in a folder in 2015.
Right.
And they're all the ones that I never got to publishing on my YouTube site.
Gotcha.
So I've got a bunch of them too, so this is the only one I was able to get to tonight. But I'm not sure, a shout out to Monaca, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh area.
Yep.
Back in 2011, in April of 2011, this was not too long after the Wilson, North Carolina ghost
mm-hmm.
box session. And I think it was in between the Wilson and the Richmond, Virginia ones.
Right.
But I was parked in the woods in Monaca, Pennsylvania, over by Beaver and all that. You know where the airport is? And
yes.
Right off 79 and all that. Yeah,
I think I went to see Sean James
north of Washington,
around
Pennsylvania.
Around
yeah.
I remember seeing the sign. Yeah, when I drove.
Yeah,
it.
It's
yes.
Well, I was parked out in the woods there, and I was fresh off. Yeah, I do remember now. It was fresh off of that Wilson, North Carolina one that I had done, and
right.
This is one that I was just digging through the archives, and I found a bunch of them. This is the oldest one of the lost ones. And it's Monaca, Pennsylvania. I'm parked deep in the woods. It's about 2 or 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I start asking questions. And it's so raw that it doesn't have an introduction. It just
okay.
goes into where
All
I
right.
start talking and doing it. So
Let's
I'm trying
try
to find
it.
Out. I'm asking questions and I'm trying to find out what I, after
What's
I hear
there?
Something, if it's a little girl or whatever.
Okay.
But go ahead.
All right. I'm going to play right now. Here we go.
Can you still hear me?
Oh, I heard that.
How did you die?
Oh, hold on. Wait, I'm stopping this right now, real quick, right here.
Yeah.
I got to stop that. Because when you asked, you know, she said, who's this? It sounds like she said.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Okay, I hope it might start over, but if it does, take a listen.
Okay, guess what? Pause.
Pause.
This.
What?
This is the third time I've heard this file since 2011.
Holy shit. You're like, so, you got a whole slew of stuff.
I mean, these are lost files, so this
yes.
is absolutely oh, about as new to
yep.
you as it is to me. So if you
oh,
hear
wow.
something, oh,
okay.
please elaborate.
Okay, all right.
Can you still hear me? How did you die? Come on.
I got that.
You
I
died
heard
from
that.
Hunger? What is the year? Who is the President of the United States?
Yeah. Thank you. Cleveland.
Did you die in the woods?
Oh, I heard that.
Are you a little girl? Sounds like I just caught a little girl on here. Are you a little girl? I heard a little girl. What's your name? Yes.
Aww.
What's your name? You. Goodbye. Goodbye. I'm leaving now. I needed y'all to talk into the black box, but you're not being very, very, very responsive. Goodbye.
Oh, that was really cool. That is a little girl for sure. You know that,
what did
right?
you What did you hear in that? Because I've not parsed through that.
I didn't. Couldn't hear the. I hear. You need to go back over this and put it through your program. And
yeah,
you need to bring up the lower frequency because there's
yeah,
a male.
I haven't done
a male.
Nothing as well.
Yeah, a male. There's a male voice talking nonstop, pretty much in there. I hear him in the
yeah,
background.
I heard it in the
yep.
background. Something.
Yep.
Yeah.
In the background. Check that out. But she was a definite little girl. That was a little
yeah.
There's no doubt.
And I got the answer, Cleveland. You can hear when I ask who the president was. And
yes.
I heard Cleveland in the background, that male voice you were
the
talking
male
about.
The same male voice that was
yeah.
talking through the whole thing.
Right,
yep, that,
yeah.
That's him.
And
he's
the little girl,
there.
And this was really, I just found this, like, Saturday.
Right.
So, and then I got a few minutes. I'm going to throw this together real quick.
Well, you got
to
bring
it to Lisa in the raw.
Yep.
I had to transfer it
yep.
from WAV file to
oh,
a
I know. I know
MP,
how that
MP3.
Rolls. I know
yeah.
how that, so we can put it up. I know, and I know. Yep, but see how it's like it, you can hear it, like the little girl in there, but I also hear that voice underneath in my left ear. The amplified one.
That's great. Well, it's not
you
been
know?
Nothing's done to it. That is
the
that is the actual
lower frequencies.
Nothing's been no low pass, no audacity
yep.
or nothing.
No, you got but you got to pull it up and try to get that underlying
oh, yeah.
bring
clean
it to
it
help.
Up.
Yep, clean that
yeah.
up, bring it
yeah.
to the surface.
Yep.
Okay, do you think we should play it?
Yeah. Oh,
let
yeah.
Let me set up this whole story. All right. So I went to the dollar store because the dollar store is really cheap and I really like it and I like to walk, so I went over there. And in the dollar store, they had these gnomes, you know, like they're about a foot high and plush gnomes with the kind of a beanbag bottom so they stand up, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a gnome and it's got a red outfit and the hat and the long beard and the big nose, you know, a gnome, all right?
Yeah.
So I brought it home, okay, and we wanted to know what we should name it. So we come up with a first name, okay? But I wanted Walter to tell us what we should name the gnome. So in this clip, what you're going to hear is Walter say it's an elf. And I say, no, it's not an elf. It's a gnome. And he says, lies. And then I said, no, it's a gnome. He says, elf. I say, no, it's a gnome. He says, elf, and then laughs. Okay? And then says I should name it the first thing, the first name, but that's a totally different clip. Would you like to hear this?
Oh, absolutely.
And I hope to God it came out good enough, you know what I mean, to hear here. Okay, so I'm going to play Walter, and then I'm going to have a rebuttal clip afterwards. Okay, here's the first thing, because spirits can be fun, and they can be funny. All right, and Dawn, shout out to Dawn. You know the comedy club, and here it is. I love you, Dawn. I'll see you on the 30th for your birthday. All right, here it is.
An elf.
Not an elf, it's a gnome. No, it's a gnome. Okay. That's the one. Now I've shortened it. I'm going to play the next one, okay, if I can find it.
Okay.
Hauntingly, all right. Let me, because I never remember what the hell I put in. Well, we got a lot of clips in here, don't we?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. This should be right here. This is it slowed a little bit down, okay? Just the elf part, okay? To the left. All right.
An elf.
Not an elf, it's a gnome. No, it's a gnome. Okay, so what do you think of that?
If you can hear it very clearly. You can hear it. You can hear him say an elf. And you're rebutting him and saying it's a gnome.
I know. He said an elf.
And lies.
And lies.
Yeah. It's like, you're lying. It
and
is
there's
not.
It's all like, you know, fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely, like, that's what I mean. I held up. I'm like, what should I name the gnome? And no, he goes, that's what it started. It started
right.
with that. And then in the next clip, he said I should name it Gump. Gump.
Okay.
G-U-M-P. So it's Felix Gump on a stump.
Oh.
All right. But, you know, I mean, you got the clip of the little girl, right? And I think, oh, by the way, I want to go back to that for a quick minute. When you ask how she died, I'm pretty quite sure she said I was hurt.
Okay.
Hurt. So go back and re-listen to that.
Oh,
I think
this is totally fresh off the press. So.
Oh, we got a phone call.
I'll definitely.
Hold on, I'll listen.
Very nice.
Wait, I guess, where the hell, how come in there? Come on. Here we go. It's coming. All right, wait 1 minute. It's spinning. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, you have to unmute me.
I did try to unmute you. It was spinning. It was like, no.
Unmuted.
All right. This is David. He called in last week. So,
hello,
you guys,
David.
What do you think of it? Did you listen to the two clips so far?
Oh, yeah.
David?
I've heard yours.
What do you think about
the one that I was hearing from Fabian? That one was a little weird to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, off the bat, when I was listening to his clip, I heard Come Back.
The guy's voice?
Guy's voice. The second word that I heard, I don't know if you can say that on live radio or not.
Oh, can you spell it?
Did I just say that?
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
What was
that fits with the opposite
heard, right?
Yeah, but that was the second one I heard.
And I heard I'm cold.
Okay.
Yes. That's what I heard originally. I remember when I played it back.
Yeah.
The first time I ever heard it back, I heard cold, yes. Very good catch.
Oh, my God. Wow. And what else do you think? We know it's a girl, a little one. Like a young, you know.
Well, it's something young. I sensed a little girl is what I sensed.
Yeah, listening to it, I kind of got the impression that
sounds
she's
like a little
roughly
girl.
Around 10.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You know, us old parents here, all of us are parents. Okay, so, you know.
Yeah.
10, right? It about fits, don't it, baby? Don't it, David?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. In the context of him describing it, it's what he heard, so.
Yep.
I'm going to listen to that again, but I did have a negative feeling when
that
I was out there
voice.
In the middle of the woods. It was way out in the middle of nowhere.
Yep. That's where you get the best shit.
And that's why I grabbed it, because I felt something around me. And I'm not afraid of the dark, and I'm sitting there in the dark, and I'm feeling this over to my right side, moving kind of like where I'm in a gravel lot, and it's like it's moving in an area that is where it's like instead of the gravel part, it's off over in the kind of like in the ditch area where there ain't no gravel or something. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to start asking questions. But that was great about him saying cold, because
yeah,
that is the feeling I got. That's the feeling I got from it. It was cold and lonely,
right.
And scared.
Right. And you
and
got
hungry.
Right.
And hungry is also what I got, too.
Yeah, you thought you might have walked into something, though. Something happened.
Well,
you know what
I
mean? I
was
yeah.
just sitting there. It walked into me, sweetie.
Yep.
I've been sitting there a couple of hours, and back then all you had was a laptop. So I'm sitting there watching a video. I'm watching, I think it was watching All in the Family that I had put on I burned. Yeah, I burned a bunch of my VHS tapes onto CDRs, you know, the old DVR is the one you could only burn once.
Yep.
Yeah.
The one, oh my
God. And I had All in the Families and the Jeffersons. And then I just sit in there listening, watching it. And out of nowhere, I get this creepy feeling something's wandering around, you know.
Yeah.
And
I started
asking questions.
And that's when the best stuff usually happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a lot
when you're not,
more.
When you're not looking
are,
for it, that's when it will come through the easier.
Yeah.
There's a lot more where that came from, because I found an old chest full of files that have not been processed.
Oh, shit.
I got Fleetwood, Pennsylvania is another one. I remembered I got some really good stuff from that, over by Lancaster, if I remember.
Yep.
And 84, Pennsylvania, one of my favorite places. I got some fantastic ones.
Where?
And I found that. 84, Pennsylvania.
Wait, what? Where the fuck is that?
Oh, you're kidding me, right? Oh, no, this is on the other end of the state. We're talking out in west over by Pittsburgh. And 84 is where 84 Lumber came from.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, and Pitt, Ohio is the trucking company that we were contracting with at the time.
Okay,
so,
I mean, Pennsylvania has so many damn towns. It's gigantic. It takes 8 hours to cross
Manassas,
the damn state.
you
know
where
Manassas? Yeah.
Manassas? I'm sitting
Virginia?
At a... No, Manassas, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Most of these
gotcha.
Lost files are Pennsylvania.
Oh, God. You poor thing.
I'm by a river. And I'm getting these replies about a drown. And I'm by the Monongahela River or whatever it's called, the Manassas River. Maybe it's the Manassas River.
Probably.
But
I think so.
It's whatever river goes over there by PA 51, I think. Can't remember. But it's just a little bit of what's coming from the lost files. There's a bunch of them.
Oh, that's cool. I know my stuff's on a hard drive. So, like, all of my music, too, my band, is all on a hard drive. I got to get that hard drive and onto something I can actually play, you know?
You know what that tells me? I got to share this right now before it lapses my mind for both of y'all. Is that, isn't it wonderful that the other side has a sense of humor? That maybe when we cross, it might be more fun than we imagine.
Shit, I want to work with Walter. That's what we might do. No, seriously. I'm serious. I'll be like, I got to work with you because, yeah, I agree. And having it, what do you think, David? When you have a sense, you've heard the clips. What do you think of them?
Of Walter's clips about the elf and the gnome?
Yeah. Yeah, all of that. All of Walter's clips that I sent you.
Yeah, Walter's a joker and a half.
Yes, he is. Dawn,
he's
there. She knows.
Yeah, he's got a definite sense of humor. And just by the number of times that he's willingly connected. I mean, obviously there's a connection there between you and him. You can't deny that.
He's been with me since I was born. I mean,
I don't think his presence will ever be just as far as comedy. But yeah, if you've got one guide and you can work with that one guide forever, I mean, yeah.
Yep.
That'll help definitely in any situation.
What do you think about William? What do you think, William? So what do you think his role is in this?
William, I feel, is more of a protector type guardian. I mean, he's got your back.
Nailed
you
it.
Know that.
Oh yeah. Mhm. Yep. And yes, Fabian, we're talking about William Howe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, but yes, he is definitely a protector. If it wasn't for him, Dawn and I wouldn't have found out a lot of shit. You know, and been able to nail things ahead of time. You know what I'm saying?
What really impresses me is that David picked up on that, and he doesn't know the backstory that you and I know about William.
I think that's
brilliant.
Yeah. Wait,
does he? Does he?
Do you?
Oh, okay.
Do you know the whole backstory?
I assumed he did not.
Do
yes.
I know all
David,
of William Howe's backstory?
No, you don't, do you?
No. In relation to you, Lee.
Not all of it. Probably, definitely not the way you guys do. I mean, yeah, there's been other paranormal shows that have gone to Fort Mifflin and they've picked up on a few things.
Exactly.
And every time they've asked a question and I hear a reply, and I'm like, no, that's wrong. That's a lie. And this is even before you and I had started talking about it. It's like, no, that's wrong. That's BS.
Yep.
I don't know. You're absolutely right.
There's another guy down there named Bernard Devlin, and I think sometimes a lot of people are getting him, and they shouldn't be going in there calling him a murderer to begin with, because he's not. You know what I'm saying? So you've seen enough clips to know just a little bit of the backstory, you know, a little bit of the story, but the story is so intense, and the background is so intense that it's right, Cousin Fabian, right?
Well, yeah, irregardless, David is spot on about
you are
William.
Spot on.
In
spot,
relation
spot
to
on.
You. In your relationship with William, it has always been that of a white knight type of thing where William's been like this kind of, and this protective kind of energy, if you want to call it that. Yeah.
Yeah, and a good one, too. So it's like a very good energy, positive energy. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like he works with Walter.
David made me think of something.
Right.
Something I meant to tell you a long time ago.
I didn't
when we
mean
done
to.
Our interview about Fort Mifflin. Oh, this is good. This is very good. Lisa and I had done an interview on my Parasanctum podcast. And we were talking about Fort Mifflin, and we were talking about William and how William, you know, how we see Lisa for years worked at Fort Mifflin and told the stories.
Yeah,
of William's
and
story
researched his history, both,
and,
you know, like ancestry and everything.
Lisa has been a cheerleader for William and his cause. And I believe that positive attachment came about from where, you know, a lot of people believe that spirits just want their story to be told and told correctly, especially when you're in a place where there's a lot of history. People tend to get it wrong.
Yeah,
and
definitely. Lisa always was spot on to the point that I believe that William considers her a cherished.
He connects with you through Walter, because there's that connection,
you were able to solve a unique little mystery.
Yes,
because
I was.
William led you right to it. Does David know about this?
I know.
Yeah.
Did you ever tell David?
Yeah,
oh,
I
David
did tell David about
okay.
how I found his house. Didn't I tell you that? I just
okay.
the phone?
I yep. There's no coincidence
dude,
there.
But I didn't,
William.
I didn't well, tell him,
I'm
like,
sorry.
Totally. When I got out the car the first time in Perky Omenville with Mikey, okay? We walk ahead because sociopath was driving, okay? So we walk ahead, and I look up, and I'm like, his house didn't burn down. That's his house.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because everybody, including historians, all the historians had it written that his house burned down. Yes, there was a barn that burnt, and you could see the stones in front. You understand
exactly.
what I'm saying? And even though this house was totally remodeled, I said it was him, and then I went down to Blairtown Historical Society and gave them the address and everything, and then they called me 2 days later and told me I was right and thanked you. Thanked me, and they asked me how I knew, and I couldn't give them an answer.
And that's the answer. I believe the answer is that because you told William's story so eloquently and correctly, William
yeah.
wanted you to know the rest of that story and to get it out.
Yeah, and I found his grave easy, too. And it's in the
that's
woods.
That's just what I believe.
Yeah.
And David reminded me, I meant to say that on our show, on my
yeah.
show, the Bear Thank
yeah.
podcast.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks for reminding
that goes,
me.
Well, it goes right along with, you know, yeah, spirits do want their stories told. And everybody feels that the reason they want
yes.
to have it told is so that they can move on and go to the other side
but,
and be at complete peace.
That, but you know what? That's not
part
the case.
Of it is,
during the during, what?
I was gonna say part of it. I think is they want to be at peace. They want their truth to be out, but they don't all. Not all spirits want to just pass on and be forgotten from that point over.
Exactly.
And they will
yeah,
stick around and help.
Yeah.
Yep.
They yeah they
and
will
yeah.
stick around and help
yeah.
the one who helped
nailed
them.
It.
And
this
you know
guy knows
what
he's
yeah,
talking
the,
about?
You know that the thing is
that
with
is so
with.
True.
With William, okay, like the whole entire thing during the research and everything like that, I had moved to Chestnut Street in Norristown, right? And I'm doing William's research from my new place on Chestnut Street only to find out that his wife, after he was executed, moved in that same house and raised her 2 children. It was after I was already in the house that I found out. And then I found
right.
out the first house I moved here to, right, the first house I moved here to, Hannah lived, his wife lived next door with the son.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found
yeah,
out
not,
I was related. I was related to him. I'm related to Walter William. That's the thing. I didn't know that until I did my own ancestry. So tell me, that ain't crazy. That's just
no.
crazy.
No, it's not crazy. And like I said a minute ago, there are, no,
yep.
there are no coincidences. And what David said really, really strikes a chord with me. I believe that not all of them want to be passed on. I've been to places where the spirits are absolutely content. And
mm-hmm.
the owners of the places where you investigate, they will come mm-hmm. out and say, we do not want anyone attempting to cross the spirits because the spirits have made it known they do not want to be crossed.
Yes.
And a lot. And I had a friend of mine that was with me. He was from, this is back 2004, I guess. And he got pissed off. He said, oh, they just want to make money off of them. And I said, I don't really believe that. I believe that if they communicated with the spirit in their home, and they chose to do that, because I do not choose to do that. I run them off. That's just
I
my
have
preference.
Walter. I don't care.
I know.
And William.
we talked about the spirit God
yep.
aspect, but I believe that if the owner made contact and they want to share that story,
mm-hmm.
then I told my friend, I said, well, you're patently wrong because, I mean, this is what I felt when I was there, and I know you think it's all about money and everything, and that's fine. You know, you have a right to believe it. There are a lot of people out there that are ripping people off. There's
oh,
no
shit,
doubt about
yeah.
that. But
yep.
in this particular instance, I didn't feel that. And I didn't feel a disingenuous attitude. Hang on.
Yep.
I didn't feel like it was negative at all. I felt like they wanted their story to be heard.
Yep.
Exactly.
And that's what happens.
Okay, I had to go into Tennessee mode.
That's okay. We
I didn't feel anything disingenuous about the owner.
We have Tennessee on, and we have Pennsylvania on, and we have Maine on.
He's our main man, man.
The main man, David.
David, Maine. No, I love Maine. I done told you.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, and another thing I'm going to bitch about, they need to quit messing with the lobster industry up there, too.
Oh, well, they might have to in order to survive the oceans.
No. No, they got a bunch of lobster stuff going on up there, too.
Yeah, I think they do.
No, our governor's just...
Don't eat the lobster, then the whales won't die because we're taking away a certain amount of food away from another. Is that the one?
No.
Oh.
Whales don't eat lobster. Whales eat krill.
Well, then whatever fish.
Yeah, they
it's some
plankton.
Kind of fish. It's some kind of...
No,
or
no,
something to do
was,
with the ecosystem.
This was more
it.
Of a... Okay, let me just boil it down to this. I have Gloucestermen in my family.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they all the way up to Maine, I got family that are lobster people, if you want to call them that. They're not actually lobster people. They don't look like lobsters. They harvest lobsters.
Rock lobsters!
Yes, the B-52. Outstanding. No, the government.
We need
David
music.
Was alluding. The government is interfering with the lobster industry.
Yeah, they are.
They interfere with everything.
Yeah,
anyway,
our governor is trying to outlaw
on.
Lobster trapping and all sorts of things.
Well, that's okay.
I digress.
Wait, if there's an ecosystem problem, I'm 100% behind her because you don't have to eat fucking lobster. But if it's not and it's just a thing, then it's a different story. But if it's an ecosystem that something's going to get ruined where we won't live through it, so our kids will suffer and our grandkids, then no.
Right. No. You know? That's understandable. But, yeah, I mean, lobstermen are always observant of what they're bringing in.
They should be.
Most of the time, if they think they're bringing in too much, they put most of them back. They only take what they actually need because they are that.
Don't mean there ain't assholes out there. There's assholes out there too who go and take things
but
in.
You know who the assholes are? The assholes are countries like China that just don't give a shit.
No, I know that.
And they just do what they want to do. You know, they harvest as many as it takes. But
you know what?
We ought to go
investigate the Great Wall of China.
No, I
don't. Oh, now that was very. China.
No.
I'm just saying that China is abusing a lot of rules right now. I digress. But what I wanted to get into whaling was something that was abused for centuries.
Yeah, that's why everything gets
abused. They finally got it.
Everything gets abused. Let's be realistic. No matter what it is, greed kicks in and in come the assholes. So, you know what I mean? With everything.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You know, I mean, Christ
but
Almighty.
The Great Wall is buried with the bodies of the people that fell as they built it.
Yep.
Yeah. That would be one interesting investigation.
You can still see it from outer space.
I want to go to the castle in Scotland.
Hell yeah.
That's
where my family's from.
I know. But I would love to go to the castles there, Aberdeen. You know, I'd love to go like all of the sites they got. I just want to go walk around there and listen to people talk.
I love the way they talk. That's great.
That's on my dream tour is Ireland, Scotland, England, Wales.
Oh yeah, I want to go to Cork, Ireland. Me too. I want to go to Cork.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. And I want, you know, like, because, I don't know, my mystery ancestry points me to Munster, Ireland. the mystery one. The unassigned one.
Rock lobster?
Rock lobster.
Now you got me thinking of that damn song.
I gotta find a clip of that somehow.
I love the one where she does like the woman does like the dolphin noise.
Oh, my God. Me and my best friend Annie with that video. That's what it reminds me. Me and my best friend Annie. Rock Lobster. That's it. Like,
those
I'm sitting there,
awesome,
you know.
Days,
yeah.
I miss the 80s.
Yeah, go back, you know what I mean, back in time a little bit. No, I don't miss the 80s. All right, listen to me. I didn't really like
I was broke.
83 to 86 too much because it was just too much of the new wave music for my brain. You know what I'm saying? And then, then Alice in Chains and Nirvana and, you know, we had Metallica and Slayer and shit, but... Like Alice in Chains and Nirvana, the grunge scene hit, and I was like really liking that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Back then, just something about the Madonna era kind of like just, you know?
Yeah. Hey, I love all that stuff. I dig all that music, man.
Yep. I was a Ramones fan.
I also like Louis Armstrong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sky's blue.
Red roses too.
Oh yeah. Well,
yeah.
Like, no.
Well.
Oh my God! You got to get the lyrics and do the song. That's what you and record it. That would be even funnier.
Hey.
He's like, wait, what?
Hey, say Rudolph. Now you can do Rudolph for us. Lisa.
Yeah, I got. Yeah, I will. But I got to listen to his voice first. Like, go back again. You know, so I can get a purpose. You know, and I will. I will do Rudolph. Yeah, I will do Rudolph.
What?
Yeah,
was
Rick,
that?
Ray talks with it, but that's all right. He talks with his nose, little, Rudolph, because his nose.
I don't mean
place.
To interrupt. That. What was that?
What was what? Me talking?
Yeah, something. I don't know. I'm losing
my
head.
Was it me being Rudolph? What did you hear?
No, because it happened at the same time you were talking.
Oh, what was it? What did you hear? Look, I was talking. I can't hear.
I don't know. You'll have to go back and listen to the
broadcast.
All right.
We're going to have to go back. Everybody's going to have to go back. And if anybody else wants to call in, the guest number is 347-202-0316. You can call in with us crazy people. Oh, would you guys like to hear one more Bach clip?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this one... is Walter, all right, I decided what I was going to do, okay, was to buy another gnome and another, and the elf, you know what I mean, like an actual elf to go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
So today I decided to run a box session, and I'm pretty sure that in this box, Walter does come in and says hauntingly outfit, like an outfit, you know, and then, you know, I say hauntingly, he goes, I go, hauntingly outfit. He says, hauntingly. All right, wait. And it comes in. You guys got to listen to this and tell me what else you hear in here. Okay? Are you ready?
Okay.
So this is part
I'm
two.
I'm ready.
Part two of the fucking elf. And he's talking about the elf when I held it up. He knows it's an elf. Okay? You get it? But I think he calls it, what was it? Oh, my God, I can't remember.
He knows it's a gnome, but he calls
Yule,
it an elf.
A Yule person. A Yule person in the middle.
Yeah,
a
Yule person.
A Yule person.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if the second word is person. Okay, have a listen to this. It's a little weird, but here we go.
One thing for you. Yule person.
A hauntingly elfic. Okay, what is this? Okay, now pick it up. The gnome. What is this?
What?
I have. Okay.
Did you hear him
say what?
What? And then he went, an elf.
Yeah.
Okay, but you heard the haunting.
It's an elf.
The haunting, I'm going to try to play it one more time. And right after he says hauntingly outfit and I say hauntingly, he says hauntingly, like, I don't know, in like some kind of weird hauntingly. Watch. Listen to, I'm going to play it one more time because it's so short. It's only 31 seconds. Ready? And then he says, what? That's Walter's, Dawn, that's Walter's favorite. If you're listening, that you know it's his favorite thing. And then he goes, an elf. Okay? Have a listen. I'm going to play it one more time.
Haunting
for you. You.
Wow.
A hauntingly elfic.
Wow.
Okay, what is this? Okay, now pick it up. The gnome. What is this?
What?
Okay, dear.
Yeah.
The comedy couple in action. Do you hear that, David? Or am I just losing my
mind? Oh, yeah. No, no.
Oh, no,
heard
I heard it.
You heard it?
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah. And what,
you
know, that's remarkably clear.
Yeah, but I was holding the fucking gnome. Wait.
I know, but just still, I mean, remarkably clear.
What? An elf. Okay.
Very clearly.
The running joke was last week was, we're arguing with the elf, and then today I decided to do part two by buying an elf and another gnome.
Right.
So I, you know, he knew the first one was elf because it had a hauntingly outfit for a Yule person. And then, you get it? And then I pick up the gnome and said it was an elf. So it continued, and that was a week apart. Those sessions were a week apart.
Yeah, we discussed Yule person before
that
the
was
show.
In there. He said it right after hauntingly outfit.
Interesting about Yule. Yule is a part of the pagan will of the year.
Right.
The Wiccan and the pagans, the pagan holiday at Christmas is known as Yule. And Scandinavians, I believe it actually may have came from Scandinavia, the whole celebration. I know the elves are of Scandinavian origin. Oh, yeah, Celtic. And,
yeah.
And, you know, maybe it is. I may be getting in my wires.
Well, remember, you have to remember the Celts and the Scandinavians are totally mixed. So they're
at some points they were.
Yep. So you know how it goes on that level because they've been going back and forth for way longer than people thought. So, you know.
But the Yule connotation is interesting because you think about Yule and you see these pictures of elves like in Sweden. You'll see the little red-capped elves and the snow and the Yule log. And maybe in the 18th or 17th centuries, perhaps to them, the elves and the Yule were in some way tied to each other, I guess, maybe in the whole conglomeration of things.
Who the heck knows? I mean, I have no doubt with migration and back and forth and fur trades and whatever the fuck else. You know what I mean? That,
oh, I'm
you know,
going to dig this up. I'm interested in it because I feel ignorant. But I know there's some kind of connection to Yule and elves some freaking where. I know there's got to be
Well, Walter's just being a jokester, so you might be led on a wild goose chase.
Well, Yule was Yule-logs, and Yule was actually probably better understood back 150, 200 years ago. Than the celebration is now, because I do believe we get mistletoe from this, and we get a whole bunch of different traditions from Yuletide.
That's true, too. I mean, you do. You know what I mean?
But I think it's funny as shit, because he's arguing with you.
I know. He's
like, that's the funny part.
Yeah, remember, like the movie Elf, where Buddy's like, he's a cute little elf. You remember Buddy on Elf? And the little midget guy's like, call me Elf one more time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Remember? Oh, my God.
I would have busted out laughing.
Look at my brain.
Call it an elf one more time, Lisa.
My brain goes to putting the movie Elf, finding the movie Elf, freezing the screen, and asking Walter, who's that on the screen?
Gnome. It's a James Caan.
What's it called? Oh my God, this is crazy. So, David, what do you think? Well, I got when I turned on the box, Fabian, it said David's name.
Oh,
I
cool.
asked him to say hi to him, right, David? I sent you the clipping.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Yes, that. Yes.
Yeah, I've got that clip.
Yep, I sent him the clip. Yep, but I asked him to say hi. I was like, well. You know what I mean? Just say, and Walter was right up on it. Yep, just like he did with you, Fabian. Remember, at Selma, the message for Fabian.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, there. Remember, there's no coincidences. It's all tied in.
No.
Man.
And people got to know that they have a sense of humor. If you go in for an investigation, when you're all like, me, 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 and you're all like yelling, idiot, fuck you, come on, you know, all that crap. I didn't have to feel like that. But,
don't get me started on the Dave Brocky experience.
Okay. And then you go, oh, my God. Then you go, but if they do that, they're going to, like if I was a ghost, here, let me put this bluntly. If I was a spirit, and I'm trying to talk to you, and you're constantly calling me a demon, I'm going to throw something at you.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, because like, okay, here you go. Here's your demon, bitch.
Exactly. Okay? So a lot of times...
I got your demon. You want to think I'm a demon? Watch this.
Yep. Pretty much. Okay? Do you think so, David, too? Sometimes you go in with that attitude and you're...
Exactly. Exactly.
What do
you
think?
You go into a place trying to investigate, and you hear everybody else's horror stories about it. So the more you get the information wrong, the more you're going to treat the spirit wrong when all they wanted was to be heard.
Exactly.
So, of course, you're putting negative energy into what was once a positive spirit. You're going to eventually change the nature of that spiritual energy.
Excellent
point. Excellent point. Very well said.
And on public investigations, I want everybody to take note that everybody can bring something in there with them also. So don't be so hard to jump on thinking you're getting something from the place. You get what I'm saying?
Well,
don't you agree?
Well, and I'll tell you, I'll go another level. Pardon the pun, but I'll go another level.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you go in somewhere and you're expecting A, but you get B because there was other things there before. What you've been told about, like there's different aspects of the location.
That's why it's important to go. And once you get those things, you got to do a paper trail behind. You can't just say, "Oh, I got Joe Smo from Blow Blow," and you go in there and you're like, you know what I mean? You can't. You got to have documentation behind it. I believe that if you're going to say you talked to a certain spirit, you better be able to back that up. Am I right? Oh, we got a phone call. Hold on.
All right.
Hello,
there
you're
are
on
different
the air.
Aspects.
It's Fabian. Why
There's
you keep doing that, man?
Different. That's not my fault. It's Knoxville, Tennessee. There's different aspects to that location. That location that you go to. And you may have been told about one particular haunting, but when you're doing your sessions, you'll notice a lot of times you'll pick up on things that you weren't expecting. And you'll start getting replies and discussions about things that you were unaware of. So assuming that you know everything about a location when you go into it, it's not only dangerous, it's foolish.
Oh, it is.
Yep, exactly. You know what's good? Like when I first hit Fort Mifflin and I fell right away, William Story drew me right in, right? I wanted to know the truth. So I spent 295 hours in Case May 11 by myself. Okay, pinpointing and picking, getting the right voice. You know what I'm saying? Marking the voices and what they came in and what they said, and I put it down.
Yep.
You've got to document. You have to document because the voice never changed, even on EVP. It just never did. EVP versus Ghostbox, that voice stayed the same. You understand what I'm saying?
And
that's
beautiful when you can get that, especially across different types of investigation equipment. You get the spike.
Yep.
You get the you get the MS spike. You get the physical movement of something. Then you start doing your digital recording session or your ghost box session, and you got all that running, and you're starting to get the same voice or the same interactions coming across a myriad of devices that you're using.
Yep.
That was Nickerson's
name. When I went to William's grave the first time and we ran the box, he was right there when we were cleaning his grave site.
Mm-hmm.
Two different places, Fort Mifflin, Park Hillmanville.
Yeah.
Yep. You see what I'm saying? He wasn't a ghost. People got to stop treating him like one. He's a spirit, and he will come and talk to you, and he will tell you his story.
It's quite possible no one, at least in my case, I don't think anyone, and I mean this solidly, has done more research and investigation than you Lisa.
With William,
at
yeah,
Fort
William
Mifflin.
Especially.
And at Fort Mifflin.
And Selma Mansion. I,
no
yeah,
one.
At, yep. But I've,
yeah,
no, I've done
too.
A lot of William.
Yeah.
Yep. I still research
and
William. So.
The light.
You know?
I remember you telling me about the lights. At
oh.
The lights
oh.
that are actually at the fort. You had so much energy that the lights. Well, I'll let you tell it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. What? Well, okay. Okay. David, are you sure you want to hear this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Just, okay. All right.
Yeah, David, he's out.
We were having an investigation, and it was June 13th. It was June 13th, 2015, and we were having an investigation at Fort Mifflin. It was Rich Allen, me, Dawn, Jan, or Dad, like everybody, like Will. We were all there, okay? And it, and Bree, God rest her soul. She was such a wonderful woman. So she's psychic also. But I walked out of Casemate 5, and Casemate 4 is right next to it, and I looked in Casemate 4 where it's dark, right? Like it's a dark casemate. And there's lights behind us, that, like dome lights that go in the hallway. They used to run on one plug, like unplugged it from the other. Okay, like that. That was the lights back then. And so I looked, and I thought I saw something moving because it's moving. I'm looking. I know there's somebody in there. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't human. You get my point? But I wasn't sure at first. And Bree comes out, and she sees me standing there, and she looks in there. Remember, she's psychic, and God rest her soul. She didn't pass away too long after that. And she put her hand on me like mothers do with the seatbelt, you know, like with the kid in the car. You become the human seatbelt with your hand, like our parents did to us before we were required to wear them. Okay. And
I remember.
Right?
I remember.
Yeah. So she goes, and she looked, and whoever she was talking to, she goes, oh, my God. She goes, step back, like, just protecting me. And then she goes, wait a minute, you know her? And she looked at me, and she goes, he wants to show you something, right? And I'm smiling away because I know. You know what? This is the fort, and I know. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so we walked to the door, and inside that room that was dark, there was only one little stone little outlet to see outside there. All right, so it's a dark one. No lights in that casemate. And all of a sudden, what looked like pinpoint stars started pinpointing all over the casemate. And this can be validated by 7 people. Okay, pinpoint. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm looking in with her. And then Dawn hears, so she comes. You know what I mean? And Jen's dad and Jen, you know, like, and Will wasn't there, though. He missed it. All right, so there was like, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 of us. I forget who else was there. And stand there. And everybody sees this, not just me. So I put my arms in, Bree's like, oh, my God. So I put my forearms in, like, you know, in the casemate, like in the doorway, like
right.
that. And then it looked like we were seeing nebulas from space, you know, the murky nebulas spinning all over the place with stars, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we said, I said, I'm going in. Because you know me, I'm going to go first.
You know,
I went
that,
in, then
that,
everybody, yeah,
so beautiful.
Everybody started to follow. But as we got in there, okay, each light in the casemate hallway, 1 through 5 hallway, went off one by one. Boop, da boop, da boop, da boop, da boop. Like, off. One right after the other.
That's great.
Okay, we
Man,
walked all the way
so
into
cool.
the back. Everybody's saying how beautiful it is. Everybody's saying. We walked straight into the casemate. The casemate is like, I don't know, maybe 15 feet across and 30 feet long. I don't know. I'm just guessing. All right, and we walked straight in, and there was bunks on the side, so then we were just walking down the middle of the floor. And then Dawn was standing there, and she's, like, leaning on the wall, and she's like, who's coming in and out of the casemate? Like, there was, like, people just strolling in and out. You get what I mean? And there was stars and nebulas, and when Dawn freaked out, it stopped and the lights came back on. Okay? And then when we went to turn around and walk out of the casemate, there was bunk slats in front of us across the floor. We didn't hit any of them on the way in, but we had to climb over them on the way out.
Huh.
Okay, now that
well,
I'm going to freak out.
Yeah, something was definitely...
The spirits wanted you to know everything was...
Yeah. So that was right after Frank died. He died, he died August 2016, and this was June...
2015,
I mean, wait, 2014. 14, and this was June 2000. He died August 2014, and this was June 2015.
Right, that's what
Get
I meant
it?
To say.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I kind of feel that there's some kind of connection, you know? I don't know.
Maybe.
I really do. But it was beautiful. Nobody could describe it except for Rich Allen. He wrote this really, really good story about it. I wish I could find it. If I can, I'll show it to you guys. All right? Because he wrote it because he lived it. He was there, you know?
Right.
And so, what do you think, David, about that experience? Was it a portal?
I wouldn't say portal, but I would say whichever spirit was there initially was trying to give you a glimpse of
spirit
dimension.
Okay, it was space. There was floating nebulas swirling around.
Right.
Stars.
No, well, that's what I mean. I don't know how to classify a portal, but I would say that they were trying to show you their dimension, what they live in, what they see.
And
we talked about dimensions, cousin Lisa.
He makes a really good point about interdimensional. Right, because I think we're all in the spirits are in a parallel dimension to us, and they're still seeing everything they've seen at the time they lived. But we're of course seeing it as it is now.
No, Walter sees it as it is now too. I was holding the gnome.
But he's a spirit guy.
You see. Right, but spirits.
I believe maybe a spirit guide has more leverage than just a conventional spirit. I don't know. I wouldn't know. That's what makes it the great mystery.
According to Miss Fornance, that Selma, she got a good. She's not a ghost, okay? But she's a spirit that loves it there. You know, that comes back.
A great
and
topic.
She's
a
always
great,
interacting. Yeah,
yeah
she's always interacting. Like hello. It's rude. You know what I mean? Like, so.
But a great topic for a future show. A future show, I'd love to talk about this. I'd like to talk about the occurrences where people.
Oh, shit.
Have
we only got 2 minutes left on the show.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Dimensions for a future show,
We went into. I'm gonna play Mikey's song on the way out. Okay, guys. Okay, love you guys. Okay, and sorry,
David,
but we gotta cut this.
David, thanks for calling in. Listen to Live Paranormal, everyone. Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Good night, everybody. Sorry, we will continue next week. All right.
Good night.
Joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded